something drastic. And if I do something drastic, then I'll be safe. And the advice being, wash your hands a lot.
Yeah, stay
home.
Hand
sanitizer doesn't
do
it.
Yeah.
Don't go to work.
Yeah, don't go to work or, you know, don't send your kids to school if they're sick. You know, just small things that can protect us. But we're human and, you know, I think the first thing we want to do is, like, go shopping and stack up. But my husband was like, do we have any doctor's appointments? Because we're not going any to the doctor. That's the first when he woke up. He was like, we're not going any doctor's appointment on Monday. And I was like, oh, we don't have any doctor's appointments.
That's probably the opposite of some people who are desperate to get into the doctor to be told they're okay.
But we still would have kept our doctor's appointment because I don't think we're in any danger, you know, if we follow what we're told.
Right. Yeah. And so for people who are interested in your campaign, what's the best way for them to get involved?
I have a website and I have a social media. My website is NafisaForWashingtonCounty.com. And people can sign up to volunteer to door knock with me. They can, you know, host a house party, and, you know, get involved in the campaign to really, or even if they just want to observe to what's like to run for office or how is the campaign run, they can sign up there. So, and I have a Facebook, Nafisa for Washington County, Nafisa 5 for Washington County, on Facebook, which is easily comes up by here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to impart to the listeners today?
I would say if you are listening and live in Washington County, vote for me, Nafisa 5 for Washington County, District 1, which is Beaverton, Alloa, Cooper Mountain, and Reedville area. It's exciting times. Times are changing, and I'm excited to be a voice that represents and reflects the people in our district and to bring my experience and backgrounds as a public health professional, as a business owner, and as a community organizer or community activist to the commission and really be impactful and make tremendous impact for District 1.
Awesome. Well, Nafisa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Nafisa Fai, a candidate for Washington County Commissioner District 1. More information on Nafisa and her campaign are available online at NafisaForWashingtonCounty.com. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station. I'm your host, Jenny Yokoyama, and tonight we are going to be talking about, well, what we always do on News from the Boo, all things KBOO happening inside and outside of KBOO.
All around.
Oh, all around, yeah. And that voice joining with me here in studio tonight is my fellow interim station co-manager, Celeste. How you doing tonight, Celeste?
I'm doing well. Cough, cough.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, why? What's wrong?
Well, you know,
I covered it with my hand.
High five
me on that.
Oh, no, my God, Celeste, you're not following all the signs we've put up around the station. Okay,
Okay, I'm sorry. How about a peace offering? Want to sip from my mug?
Okay, and then what I'll do is I'll have a fork, but I'll just give it directly to you without washing it. And then we'll
You don't stick me with it first.
Yeah, then we'll call that the things you shouldn't be doing at KBOO right now. So if you haven't figured it out, what we're going to talk about, at least for the first part of News from the Boo, is to talk about what we're doing here at KBOO to keep KBOO healthy.
Yes.
And, you know, we're just going to say, the coronavirus is all in the news right now. We know that people have a lot of concerns and genuine concerns out there. And so we take those concerns very seriously. We're like a lot of other organizations that are out there where, as managers, we're constantly checking, you know, with the CDC website, and we're constantly checking in with other organizations to see
what they're doing,
mm-hmm. WHO, all this stuff. So we actually started doing something this week here at KBOO to help reduce the spread or slow the spread of infection here in Portland. And Celeste, what was that big action that we did?
Well, I'm going to qualify by saying we know we're still in flu season and that we're still too. In cold season.
Yeah, regardless.
And viruses abound. Oh, my goodness. And I forgot about that other thing. I think it's called allergens.
Ugh.
Yes, because spring is springing.
That is hitting my face.
So we thought, you know, this is a confluence of too many issues, and so we can minimize issues. Mm-hmm. We're going to clean the space. Part of that cleanliness means we have to get rid of those communal dishes. Oh, my goodness.
And the communal mugs.
And the communal mugs.
And the communal utensils.
And the communal utensils. There's no amount of cleaning we can do to keep them clean so that you stay healthy. We looked at it, and we had a comparison with the health department's sanitizing process, and we failed miserably. Yes, we do, because we can't do a three-sink sanitizer. We can't do a two-sink sanitizer. We can't do a sanitizer.
Yeah, we don't have a dishwasher here that has, you know, we just hand wash everything here at KBOO, and it's always kind of been that way. And so if you've been a volunteer or you've come in as a guest before, you've probably seen that we, in our kitchenette out in the front lobby, we always have this line of mugs on a shelf. Well, on Monday, they disappeared.
They disappeared.
Got put into storage because we have a lot of people here in our KBOO community. We have volunteers that go all the way from like 7 years old all the way up into their 80s and the 90s, spectrums of human between in terms of health, in terms of all the sorts of identities that are out there and how people's bodies are. And so we just want to make sure that we are in support of everyone and making sure that we're really looking out for the health of everybody. And we said, you know what?
This is the best common denominator.
Yeah.
Clean it up and put the dishes in storage.
And so what we're asking everyone is to, and I'm calling it
BYOMD. Yeah.
Which stands for mugs, dishware, and utensils. So when you come to KBOO, dearest volunteers especially, bring your own mug, dishware, utensils. You know, we often like to eat lunch around each other, you know, share some snacks and stuff like that. We can still do that. We still have the coffee in the lobby. We still have our hot water and tea
station. We'll still have tea,
But you just got to bring your own mug. And then take your mug
with
home
you
with you so that someone
clean
else,
it.
Yeah, so that someone else doesn't accidentally use it. And so one couple piece of advice for our volunteers and our guests when you're coming and staff, bring your own mug, write your name on your mug, because we all do forget it behind. Sometimes we don't want, you know, you to get your mug taken on accident, so we want to make sure that we get that back to you. Write your name on your mug, take it home with you, wash your mug, bring it back next time for coffee. You know, it's funny. I was a little worried that people would be angry about us taking away the mugs, you know, because it's such a part of KBOO is everybody sharing a
drop
cup
in
of,
and have a cup
have
of Java.
Have a cup of Java in the front. And one of the volunteers said, oh, yeah, I never bring my own mug because we always have the communal mugs. But I realized, oh, if I bring my own mug, my commuter mug is much, much bigger. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to fill it up with my coffee for the day. Is that okay? I said,
yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Enjoy our
so
great
there you
Java.
Go.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, because we always have to thank Grendel's. Our that free coffee that we have there in the lobby is
actually... Yes, as our business partner.
Yeah, is our partner, Grendel's Coffee. And that's why it's so good. And that's why we always say, yeah, please have a cup of coffee, but please also... help us keep your fellow KBOO community member
healthy.
And so we know that people might be a little freaked out and say, oh, aren't you being alarmist? Well, the reality is that...
it's still cold and flu season.
It's still cold and flu season, and especially our staff who's here every
day.
Single day would really appreciate everybody's help in keeping them healthy because they don't like getting colds. Either.
We don't want to get sick. And to be really honest about it, if you love KBOO like we do, you want KBOO to be healthy, we can't afford it if all of our staff goes out because we have to provide a certain amount of sick days to them. And that's one way we could bankrupt ourselves easily with
and
a
also,
sick staff.
You know, we have a very small staff that supports hundreds of volunteers. And so, you know, each of them plays such a crucial role, as do all of our volunteers, because I also don't want our volunteers to
get
sick. You know, so many people have a weekly program, or even if they have a monthly program, if they get sick, they can't produce that content. And we know for our listeners how important it is to hear those voices voices that are those trusted voices that are always bringing you those stories. So programmers, volunteers, staff, guests, let's all help to keep each other healthy. And then on top of that, the number one rule, besides bring your own mug, besides beyond, is
that's wash right. your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash 20 your hands. Seconds.
And at hot waters you can stand, water? Not scalding.
Yeah, not scalding.
I don't want to see any red lobster claws. No.
But you know. Hot, very warm, you know, water, however hot as you can tolerate it, with soap.
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 And then what is everybody saying right now? Oh, yeah, sing happy birthday twice in your head.
Yes. And or you can go through the ABCs 3 or 4 times. I don't know, 15 times if necessary.
I never timed out the ABC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the rest, you know.
But yeah, find your 20-second song.
Yeah.
You know, we're
the
trying to be
song
prepared.
The Jeopardy song is 30 seconds long.
Ooh, so you'll put in the extra 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are taking steps as managers. We've been making a contingency plan. We've been working to put together an emergency budget so that we can make sure we have extra paper towels so that everybody can wash their hands a bunch.
That's right.
You know,
and
getting,
maybe even have some extra coffee for the stress of
bringing
your own mug.
Getting
we're
some,
trying to get everything
you know,
together.
We'll have some disposable cups for those guests that come in. For our guests, volunteers, bring your own mug.
That's
but,
right.
You know, so just those things that are helping to prevent and slow infection, whether or not you're afraid of COVID-19 infection, you know, just think about how we'd like to keep people healthy in general. Once again, wash
your hands.
Your hands. When you come into cable, we've been telling people, wash your hands before you sign in, before you touch that pen and that sign-in book. Just think it's right there. Go ahead. Wash your hands. You know, hand sanitizer is nice, but it is not as effective
as washing your hands. Plain old-fashioned hand washing. Who knew?
I know. Hey, Celeste, what is your favorite thing to do when you first come to cable?
Wash my hands.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to wash my hands. And then even when before I go into a studio, I wash my hands. I come out of a studio, I wash my hands. Mm-hmm. Anything especially I'm going to touch that other people I know are going to touch,
I wash my hands. Now, it's ingrained in me. I used to be a nurse, so I wash my hands a lot. And I get teased for having ashy hands, but I don't catch things. I just don't. I wash my hands. Okay, you've heard enough of us preaching about that. Okay. Let's talk about something else.
Besides washing your hands, one more time, wash your hands.
That's right.
Okay, but CABO is still open. We're still fully functioning.
We're still fully functioning.
We don't feel that we are at a time where we need to shut things down or anything like that. The city's still pretty healthy. You know, people in the station are healthy.
Yes.
And we're hoping that washing our hands will help keep it that way. So that means we still have things going on. So, Celeste, what is something that's coming up here at CABO?
Well, I know Tuesday, March 10th, we have a news and public affairs training.
Ooh, that's right. And orientation. So if you're new to public affairs and news, if you want to get involved in the newsroom, if you want to find out what it is to have a public affairs show one day.
If you want to help with the public affairs collective.
Exactly. That is the training for you to go to. And I believe that is on Tuesday evening. I think it starts at 6. It's at 5. It's at 5 p.m. right here at KBOO. Okay. And then we have some remotes coming up that people can tune in to KBOO. We have on March 25th, we have a Secretary of State debate that we are broadcasting
live.
And then we are also broadcasting live the band Negative Land that night. So go ahead, check out our programming schedule at kboo.fm for all that information. And if you're one of those people who is a volunteer or is a future volunteer and says, oh, I want to learn how to do live remotes, I'm going to be part of that engineering crew because it's super fun to go out to a concert and you get to be, you know, helping to broadcast it. It's a lot of fun. If you are interested, go ahead and email our engineer at engineer@kboo.org
I believe he has a training coming up soon too.
He does. He actually has an engineering committee meeting tomorrow. That's March 5th. That always happens on the first Thursday here at KBOO at 7 p.m. You can always learn about everything that's coming up for the engineering department and help them make some choices about what they need to be doing. And also, that's a way to meet our engineer and our engineering team and just let them know, hey, I'm ready to get involved.
Hey, you know what? I cracked a joke, and people actually laughed last night when I said, you can get your open carry permit for a soldering gun.
Ooh.
Because we do that here.
Wow, you just enticed me into going.
Yes, soldering is fun. Oh, I started doing it when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay, so then other stuff we have coming up. We got classes still. They're all held here at KBOO. We have an FCC legal class. That's Friday, March 13th.
Everybody should take that.
Yes. Yeah, you want to be on the air and you want to make sure you know all the rules, because there's a lot of rules to be on the air.
Yeah.
So that's Friday, March 13th.
March 13th.
And then we have an anchoring class. That's Anchoring for the News. That's Monday, March
anchoring
16th at 4:30 to 5 p.m. Then we have a Writing for Radio class on Thursday, March 19th from 12 to 1:30. And then we have an Interviewing Techniques class. That's Friday, March 20th at 10:30 a.m. Again, that's all here at KBOO. You can check that out on our website.
Yes.
Just go to kboo.fm and look at our training schedule. So lots
of
things.
Well, do I have to
go
to volunteer orientation before I come to a training?
You do. You have to be a volunteer, but if you're not a volunteer yet, you can become one.
Yes.
We always have monthly volunteer orientations, and you can also find the schedule on our website on kboo.fm/ I think it's trainings.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Celeste, we are way out of time.
Well, I guess it's a wash.
Ha ha. Oh, you mean wash your hands? Oh, this is why she has a radio show, everybody. Okay, well, thank you for so much for tuning in to News from the Boo for yet another week. We will be talking to you next Wednesday again at 5:45 right here on your community radio station. I'm Jenny Yokoyama.
I'm Celeste Carey.
Thanks for tuning in.
This is KBOO Portland. I did bring my own mug, and I showered just before I came here. Clean as a whistle. Now we're going to listen to Rising Up with Sonali.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20-